He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, we had all of the E's under control, the Europa situation, Ebola, the economy, earnings, energy prices, and then along came an O, Ottawa, yesterday. And I actually used yesterday's drop in the market to do a lot of buying. And I'll go through a few of the stocks that I bought yesterday. One of my busiest buying days of the year is as I position myself for the final quarter here of 2014, and we're off to a good start, so that was pretty good timing, at least for now. The Dow is up 213 points this morning at 16,674. The NASDAQ is up 54 to 4,437. We've got the S&P 500 up a whopping 21 points. That's a 1.1% move. It's at 1948. Hey, have you seen enough of these triple-digit moves yet? In the market, it's enough to make your head spin. It's enough to make me want to get a neck brace here for all of the whiplash and whipsaw-like action that we've had in the market here recently. But at least today it's to the upside. Crude oil is finding a floor here. That's one of the E's we're worried about right now, and it's at $81.13. You just don't like to see it get under that 80 level. That seems to be the level that really makes investors chew their fingernails. Gold, down 0.8%. It's not participating in the big up move in the market today. 1234, 1234 on gold. Maybe that's an omen. The 10-year yield's at 2.26%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I made a brief appearance yesterday on Bloomberg Radio at around 4:45 p.m. New York time. I'm sure a lot of New Yorkers, a lot of Eastern Seaboarders headed home at that time. And I talked a little bit about, I was asked about the current state of the bull market. And I mentioned that I'm one of the guys that has been bullish for the last 5.5 years. And even though I've grown very cautious at times, in fact, just as recently as last week, 2 weeks ago, I got very, very cautious. And there's still areas of the market that I do not like. I said the bull market that began back in March of 2009 is still intact. And as of last week's newsletter, that new bull market has been born signal has not gone away. I still have a buy signal of all the indicators that I look at on the overall market. Now, there's areas of the market that I don't like. And in fact, yesterday I focused a little bit on some of those areas that I still don't like in the market, despite having a buy signal on the S&P 500 right now. I don't like the stocks of yesteryear, and we continue to see a parade of companies reporting earnings that are blah, to say the least. AT&T is the recent example of a stock of yesteryear. Let's see how AT&T is doing today. Watch it be up like 27%. I don't think it is, but AT&T right now, symbol is T, Bill. There you go. Yeah, look at that chart. I mean, uninspiring, down 86 cents. We had earnings from IBM earlier this week. Another blah stock of yesteryear. We had earnings from McDonald's earlier. Another blah stock of yesteryear. We had earnings from Coca-Cola. Another blah stock of yesteryear. Is there a theme running through these stocks? And I was asked the question, well, will these stocks be relevant 30 years from now? You know what? I don't care about 30 years from now. I'm worried more about today. Are these stocks that I want to own in my portfolio? Because I said, all things being equal, a company that's growing by 25 or 30% per year is going to outduel a company that's growing by 5 or 6% per year. And once these stocks had their day in the sun, and they were the growth engines of the economy and of the market, but they're way past their prime. But yet, you know, I think a lot of folks feel warm and fuzzy cozying up with IBM or Coca-Cola or Eli Lilly or AT&T or these big names that have been around. They feel like they're stable. They're not going anywhere. And while that may be true, that not going anywhere is not exactly a good thing. Not going anywhere implies a couple of things to me. Number one, they're going to be in business 2 or 3, 4 years, 5 years from now. I don't think Coca-Cola is going to close their doors. But is the stock going to go anywhere? You know, that's for you to decide. I personally prefer to buy best stocks now. And when I invented my app back in 2008, I made some startling discoveries. I had no idea that AutoZone has been one of the great stocks of the decade. I had no idea that Monster Energy is one of the great stocks of the decade. I had no idea whatsoever that Dollar Tree and TJ Maxx and all of these second and third tier stocks have blown by these big old stodgy stocks of yesteryear. And the name came to me for the app. It's best stocks now. These are the ones that are flourishing in today's environment. In today's, what, Gen X, millennials, baby boomers, whatever you want. These are the companies that are growing today. These are the companies with the double-digit growth. And personally, these are the companies that I want to be invested in. I don't want to be invested in stocks of yesteryear. Now, let me give you a very stark example of what I mean by this. Yesterday, my son and I, we decided to let's go out for dinner tonight. Take him and his wife and dad and go out for some dinner to an Italian restaurant up in the North County, which got some good pastas and whatnot. And his wife works at Fashion Valley, which is a big shopping mall here in San Diego. It's probably one of our upper-end shopping malls because it has a Neiman Marcus as a cornerstone client, and she works at Kate Spade store, the Kate Spade store where I looked around, and first thing I look at, see, I'm a value investor. I look at the price tag, and when I see a pair of jeans at $129, hey, God bless the people that want to pay $129 for a pair of jeans. But my point is, we had a little time to kill, maybe about 15 minutes. I said, let's walk down to the Apple store, Stephen, my son, who works here with me. Dad needs a case for his brand new iPhone 6 Plus, which I love. How could there ever be a better phone than this? I never need another phone, which isn't good news for Apple, but it's good news for Dad. We walk down to the Apple store. There's a line out the door, and the store is packed. What is this? It's five. It's not even 5 o'clock. I thought the whistle doesn't blow till 5, and people get off work and head for home. The Apple store is packed. I'm not going to wait in that line to get a case for my iPhone 6. Now, if that's not a sign of the time, I said, hey, Stephen, just for fun, about 4 or 5 doors down is the Microsoft store. Let's walk down to the Microsoft store and see if they're buzzing like the Apple store is. Well, we walked down to the Microsoft store. There's maybe 4 or 5 people inside. No line out the door. And I said, if that is not a stark contrast of a stock of today versus a stock of yesteryear, I don't know what is. And I went back and I flipped a picture of the Apple store, which will likely be on my newsletter this week, because I'm guessing there's more than 100 people inside that store, and I'm counting about 12, 15 people in line to even get into the store. And then I flipped a picture of the Microsoft store, which basically was empty. And the question you have to ask yourself is, which stock do you want to own? Now, it doesn't just happen in the computer world or the technology world. It happens in the restaurant world. There's restaurants today that are vibrant and growing. Chipotle would come to mind. Panera Bread would come to mind. And then there's the ones that aren't vibrant and growing anymore. McDonald's would come to mind. And I walk into the 7-Eleven and there's energy drinks everywhere. And then there's a little rack of Coca-Cola. You know what I'm saying? There's stocks of today and there's stocks of yesteryear. And that's why I've built my whole brand, I suppose, around this concept of Best Stocks Now, because it was an awakening for me when I invented the app, Best Stocks Now. I named the book Best Stocks Now. I named the radio show Best Stocks Now. And I named my weekly newsletter Best Stocks Now, where I try to point you to some of the best that the market has to offer. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. We'll talk about some Best Stocks Now when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've had some extreme volatility in the markets, to say the least, here recently. You know, October can be like that. I don't know why it is. October seems to be one of the spookiest months in the market. We've had pretty much all triple-digit days, I think, this month, which can be a test on the nerves. But when all is said and done, you have to step back and you have to look at the big picture. And that's what I do every single week in my newsletters. I step back and I look at the big picture. The big picture is the nation's economy, because there's a high correlation between bear markets and recessions. And we want to look for any sign that the U.S. economy is heading into recession. And so far, that is not the case. We still have job growth. We still have GDP growth. We still have no inflation, and we still have low interest rates. And while we do have things to worry about, like Europe, and like Ebola, and like Ukraine, and now Canada, and ISIL, and all kinds of other little micro events to worry about, the macro picture of the market is still favorable for now. The bull market's 5.5 years old. It's getting older. It's getting tired, it's getting weary, but it continues to hang in there. And when there was been sell-offs recently, I've taken some action either to defend my portfolios that I manage here for folks at Gunderson Capital Management, or if I think it's time, I go in and I scoop up some best stocks now that have pulled back a little bit. And I actually use the pullback in the market on the Ottawa news to do some buying. I probably bought about 10 different stocks yesterday during the pullback. And I'm going to just list one here that I added to my aggressive growth portfolio. I continue to like the medical sector. That continues to be my favorite sector in the market. If Maria Bartiromo would ask me where I'm allocating money right now, well, I continue to allocate money to the medical sector. In particular, the drug stocks, the biotechnology stocks, which many of are big pharmaceuticals now. They're no longer biotechs. Drug distributors, lots of different medical-related stocks. And one small cap that I recently added here is a company that's actually based, I want to say they're based in Israel, no, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, PA, home of the cheesesteak sandwich. And those Philadelphia Eagles, which might have something this year. Chip Kelly likes to move that ball down the field, and they're doing it in Philadelphia. We'll find out what they're made of. But right now there's a company there called Lynette Company. Not Gannett, Lynette. Take away the G, put in an L, and you get Lynette, L-A-N-N-E-T-T. It's not a big household name. It's not a blue chip. It's not headquartered in New York City next to Grand Central Station like Pfizer is. It's in Philadelphia, PA, and it's a small cap stock, $1.7 billion. You said, well, Gunderson, you don't like small cap. I don't like small cap mutual funds, small cap ETFs right now, even though they're holding in there. They haven't fallen apart yet. It's just an area of the market that I'm avoiding right now. But that doesn't mean that every single small cap stock is not looking good right now, Lynette is one that I do like, and it is one that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. And here's the reason why. Over the last 5 years, let's begin with the performance of the stock, because the criteria that I demand are, number one, performance. I don't want an empty store. I want a store with the line out the window and sales growth and earnings growth. And as I look at the last 4 quarters at Lynette, I see 214% earnings growth. I see 360% earnings growth. I see 350% earnings growth. And I see 433% earnings growth. Now, just for fun, let's pull up Eli Lilly. Minus 13, minus 39, minus 41. That's their earnings growth. Well, that's not correct. They have no earnings growth. They've been going backwards. In fact, for the last 5 years, Lilly has been going down in their earnings by 5% per year. Now, it's your choice. You can buy the stock that has the crowded store where people are shopping, or you can buy the stock that has the empty store. It's up to you. Now, I know Lilly's a great big company, $72 billion, and Lynette's just a little guy. That's why it's in my aggressive growth account, because there's a higher degree of risk in owning small caps, and I never put more than 3 or 4% of anyone's portfolio into an individual stock. I like to own 25 to 30 stocks in a portfolio, like a baseball roster. I want the very best that I can find, and if it's aggressive growth, then I'm going to find the best aggressive growth stocks, and Lynette currently is one of those. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 42% per year to investors. That's just the capital appreciation of the stock. If you look where the stock was 5 years ago and where it is today, you'll see it's about tripled since then. That equates to 42.5% per year. Over the last 3 years, little LCI has delivered 124% per year. That's right, 124. Any guarantee of the future? No. Past performance is no guarantee. And lastly, over the last 12 months, Lynette's up 103%. It gets a momentum grade right now of B+. It gets a performance grade of A-. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Even in 08, when the market was down 38%, little Lynette was up 62% during the bear market. Any guarantees it'll do it during the next bear market? No. But that's an interesting fact. Now we go to valuation, because I'm a cheapskate. Not really, but I do pay careful attention to how much I pay for stocks. The forward P.E. ratio right now is 15. The stock's expected to grow by 17.5%, or their earnings are expected to grow by 17.5% per year over the next 5 years. The PEG ratio was 0.88, meaning it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. I have an $87 target price on little Lynette. LCI is currently trading at 48. In my database, my beststocksnowapp.com database, there's currently 3,914 investments to choose from, for me to choose from, for me to rank, for me to compare on a relative basis, one against another. LCI comes in at number 73, and the app currently has it ranked as a buy. One of only about, I think there's about 120 out of 4,000. That's how picky I am here at Gunderson Capital Management. Anyways, not a recommendation. It is a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had lots of challenges to the bull market over the last 5.5 years, haven't we? It was back on March 9th of 2009 that the S&P hit the biblical number of 666. Maybe it's the Antichrist. I don't think it is. But it's just interesting that it settled at 666. And 18 days later, my newsletter said a new bull market has been born. I write that newsletter every single week. What have I been saying since then? For the last 67 months, for the last 268 weeks, I put about 10, 12 hours into each one of those newsletters that I write every week because I want to make sure that by the time it goes out, I've examined and looked under every single rock that I can possibly look under and have observed every single economic statistic and as many charts as I can absorb in a day here. Yesterday I probably looked every day, several hundred charts. And I try to focus in, number one, on the stocks that I currently own. I babysit them every day. And number two, I try to look at the best stocks now to see if there's something better out there to replace anything that I might own right now. And that newsletter eventually goes out when I'm satisfied that I've done my work, and I try to simplify it, put in some pictures. This week I'm going to put in a picture of that Apple store. You need to see that. If you don't believe me, go to your local Apple store and see if there's a line out the door. That's why that's one of the stocks I own in my big conservative growth accounts. That's why I don't own AT&T or Microsoft. There's nobody in their stores. They're not making money. That's a problem. While the others are making money hand over fist. And it's up to you which stock you want to own. Like I say, the one with the line down the block. You know, usually I find that's a good indication of a restaurant. We've got a place here in San Diego. Now, I wouldn't send the tourists there. It's kind of an insider place where the locals eat. It's under the Coronado Bridge. It's not in the best neighborhood in San Diego. It's in the Barrio Logan. But it's been there for many years, and there's consistently. You'll never go there when there's not a line out the door. There's a reason why there's a line out the door. Because they make the best homemade tortillas that I've ever eaten in my life. They're like big flying saucers, and they make homemade pinto beans and rice and tacos and hot sauce that'll blow your head off, but it's delicious, and there's always a line. That's usually a good indication that that's a good restaurant. And likewise, a stock that is growing their sales and is growing their earnings, and there's a line out the door, that's usually a good indication of a couple of things. It's an indication that they have a popular product that's making money that people want. And I would also say it's a very good indication of the management of that company. Now, it's hard to argue with the management and the front office of the San Francisco Giants over the last several years, isn't it? Even though I'm a Padre fan, my hat is off. My Padre hat is off to the Giants for putting together this organization that has consistently been playoff bound over the last several years. Somebody knows what they're doing there, right? Okay. Well, anyways, it's the same way in the stock market. Good management generally produces good results, and bad management produces bad results. Well, the next stock I'm going to talk about is another good, well-managed company, because the results have been good, great over the years. Out of Plano, Texas, the pride of Plano, Alliance Data System. Well, it sounds a lot like IBM, ADS instead of IBM. but much better results than IBM. They provide transaction services, credit services, and marketing services to over 1,300 consumer-based businesses worldwide. Well, now, this is not a fast, aggressive little growth stock. This is a large cap. $15.3 billion is the market capitalization. It is a large cap stock. Does it pay a dividend? I don't believe. No, no dividend. This is growth. We're in this one for growth. And this is one that I picked up during the little swoon in the market here recently. I like the fact that every single year, this company grows their earnings. I like the fact that this stock in 2007 was an $80 stock, and today it's a $275 stock. I like the fact that back in 07, they were making about $3.88 per share, and this coming year, they're expected to make $15 per share. Now, there's a management that understands that growing your sales and growing your earnings is going to grow your stock price. And you're going to have happy shareholders in the end because they like to see their stocks go up in value. And while there's no guarantees, I like to stack the odds in my favor. And let's take a look at those two important, most important criteria. The third one being the stock chart, because that tells me a lot in the end. But one of the great criteria that I look at is performance. Doesn't that say a lot? Look at the performance of the Giants. Now, it's pretty hard to argue. St. Louis Cardinals, it's pretty hard to argue. Where's Houston been, huh? Houston, we have a problem. San Diego, we have a problem. We're trying to fix it. We're always trying to fix it. But over the last 10 years, Alliance Data Systems has delivered 21% per year to its happy investors. You got to be happy. Now, have I owned it for the last 10 years? No, I wish I had. Just put everything in that stock and forget about it. But that's not a good way to go. I believe in being diversified. Over the last 5 years, Alliance Data Systems has delivered 34% per year, while the market's delivered 12%. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 40% per year, while the market's delivered 16%. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade of A. So as we grade the class on a curve, we've got a class of almost 4,000 that we're grading on the curve. Will the top performers please stand up? ADS is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. I like that. But I'm also stingy. I'm not going to pay $12.95 for a bowl of pinto beans with a scoop of Spanish rice, topped by some chopped onions, a little cilantro, and some of that hot sauce, wrapped up in a big, warm, homemade flour tortilla. Instead, I'm going to pay the price that I pay at one of my favorite restaurants here in San Diego. I pay about $4 for it. That's what it's worth. Maybe throw in a tamale, another $1.50, and I've got a meal made from heaven, right? Alliance Data Systems is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. That's a market ratio right now for a superior stock. They're expected to grow by about 17% per year over the next 5 years. That means it's got a PEG ratio of 1.07. PEG ratio simply compares the earnings growth with the current price of the stock, the forward PE ratio. I have a 5-year target price, and you'll think I'm nuts, of $515 on a stock that's currently trading at $275. Well, let's not forget that this stock was $80 back in 07, and now it's $275. People thought I was nuts when I wrote my book, and Apple was trading at a split-adjusted price of 50, and I said it's worth 100 5 years from now. Here we are 4 years later, and it's already surpassed that doubling. That's why I like doing 5-year target prices, and my 5-year target price right now on ADS is 515. Out of 3,914 stocks that I currently monitor and track in my database, and I'm adding and subtracting all the time, It comes in at number 5380S, and it is a stock that I currently own in my conservative large cap growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management, ADS. All right, now, one of the points I'd like to make here is I would like for you to examine your portfolio. Is it full of IBM and AT&T and McDonald's and Coca-Cola? Now, I know they're great companies, and I know we are coming into contact with those brands every single day of our life, but are they the best stocks now? That's the question you got to ask yourself. If you want your portfolio to grow over the years, doesn't it make sense to invest in superior growers instead of companies that are struggling for any growth whatsoever? Coca-Cola is struggling for any kind of growth whatsoever. If they get 1% or 2% growth, they call it a victory. Lilly's been going backwards for years. Well, if you'd like for us to take a look at your portfolio, maybe we can jazz it up just a little bit. Own some of these stocks of today, some of these best stocks now. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the various tools that I offer to the individual investor out there are many and varied and hopefully very useful. The first tool I offer is I personally manage the accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. Nobody else does it. I have people that help me. But yesterday, or earlier this week, when we had a down day in the market on what I thought was kind of a one-off type of situation, a serious situation nonetheless, but not one that I thought would affect the U.S. economy or U.S. markets, I really bellied up to the bar and did a lot of buying. I bought several dividend payers that I've had my eyes on for several weeks in my growth and income accounts. Those are my most conservative investors. Those are the people that want a nice little steady income from dividends or whatever the best interest paying or dividend paying, income paying vehicles are at the time. Right now I believe those are dividend paying stocks. I bellied up to the bar, bought several of those, and I sent a text message to my trader. I said, here, buy this one. And a few, 30 minutes later, I said, buy a 3-4% position in this one. And by the end of the day, we had probably bought 10 different stocks. I bought several in my aggressive growth accounts. I already identified one that I purchased yesterday in Lynette LCI, which is a drug stock, a small cap company that's growing very rapidly. Hopefully it will continue to grow rapidly. I purchased a few large caps, and in my speculative trading account, I bought a few there also. The second service that I offer is I have people that get push notifications. When I make a buy, they get notified immediately via a push notification on their smartphone and an email that says, here's what I'm buying. That subscription is available through my app, the Best Stocks Now app, either the Android version or the Apple version. It's not quite yet available for the web-based folks, but it will be soon. The people that use my Best Stocks Now app on the internet, which is beststocksnowapp.com. The third resource that I offer is the app itself, where you can look up your own stocks. For instance, let's just type in Domino's Pizza. I just sent out a tweet on Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza is currently ranked number 13 out of 3,914 stocks as it relates to value and performance. And that's another stock that I own in my small cap growth account. But you can use the app at home. You get 500 stocks for free. Just use that. Just look up the. It has all the sectors. It has all the indexes. It has all of the asset classes, and it has about 500 of the big stocks. And if you want all 4,000, it's $9.99 a month to have access to the research, to the calculations that I make here at Gunderson Capital Management on these individual stocks. It has my five-year valuations. You see whether your stock is overvalued, fully valued, or undervalued. You can check the performance of the stock versus other stocks in the market and how it's done versus the S&P. You can see how it holds up during strong times and during bad times in the market. And you can go down to my comments to see if I've sent out a tweet on this stock recently, whether I've written an article about it, whether I featured it on my radio show, and you'll see lots of different comments there on Domino's Pizza. For the most part, they've been very, very favorable. How good of a tool is that for you as an individual investor? And then I offer my weekly newsletter. All my clients get it for free. That's part of the deal of me managing their money for them. Then they know why I'm doing what I'm doing. They don't have to call me and say, hey, what do you think of the market right now? Well, the newsletter, just 45 pages, big type, lots of pictures, no staples. And they know exactly where I stand on the markets. And I have people that subscribe to the newsletter. In fact, I have a large subscription base. The newsletter is $195 a year. How valuable has it been to have kept you in the market since March of 2009, saying stocks are the best place to be? Not gold, not cash, not short the market, not commodities, not bonds, stocks. Eventually that will change. But for now, they continue to be the best place to be. And the newsletter has all of my best stocks now, the best ones that I can find on a weekly basis. And there's some model portfolios that are general advice or general models for you to check out every single week. And then lastly, of course, I have the radio show, which I'm here every single day. I get to the office at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Begin going through every bit of news that I can possibly find on the market so that I can keep you well informed. I have no agenda here. I'm not selling annuities. I'm not selling life insurance. I'm not selling mutual funds. No commission-based products. I'm a fee-based money manager. That's it. And every morning, you know, I try to find every bit of news I can possibly find and then condense it all down, give you the best, the most timely stuff, and what it means for you and your portfolio, your 401k, etc. And every radio show is archived on my website, which is pwstreet.com. We film the radio show. We break it up into segments. We insert graphics on any stock you might be interested in. It's a wonderful tool to keep you from doing crazy things in the market and from panicking during panicky times and for getting my honest perspective on what I think the best places in the market are at any given time. So if you have any interest in any of those resources, you can go to our website at pwstreet.com. Our main thing is managing money. We manage money for people all across America. They come and visit me from time to time in San Diego. Hey, we'll take you over to Cuatro Milpas. We'll get one of those big homemade warm tortillas stuffed with pinto beans and rice and cilantro and hot sauce. Or we'll go fishing on the bay if we can do it after the market closes, maybe. I've got a good fishing guide here that I'll turn you on to. And we love having folks all across America, from Honolulu to Sarasota and all spots in between. Anyways, that's how we roll here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's pwstreet.com or it's 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.